back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health, this will become obvious to you if you go to either of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or drcarley.com. Check out the diagrams that I have posted there, which I realized in 1999. The first diagram is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper, and the good news is that I have also developed a protocol to reverse all diseases in people and in pets by taking a detailed history to discover what toxins have caused the problem, what nutritional deficiencies you may have going on, etc., etc. And, of course, it was quite interesting to find out that the penalty for realizing the cause of all disease and especially how to reverse them with natural therapies is never-ending persecution and torture. And, of course, this is one of the things that caused me to face reality in terms of what's going on here in America as the people are waving their flags and, you know, pretending to be Democrats or Republicans, whatever the case may be. This is a massive psyop that we're living in here, and I think yesterday's events are going to actually help to bring that out more, but we'll be getting more into the yet another school shooting in a moment. So, as I said, please check out my websites, drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I do consults to teach people how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. Of course, I do not practice medicine. I do not give medical advice because the medical mafia went after my license almost 10 years after I divorced them and left medicine because of the corruption and fraud that I was seeing. So if anybody tells you that I'm disgruntled, you know, they should nip that little factoid, should nip that in the book, in the butt. I had already divorced them in the early 90s. They just came after me because I was telling the truth on public access TV. But anyways, let me always remind you that silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the only way we are going to reverse the problem we have going on. It's not just knowing the truth, it's acting on the truth that will set you free. Confronting the Luciferian psychopaths who call themselves Jews with their own documents, especially the Talmud, Kol Nidre, and protocols of the learned elders of Zion, is what will wake up the mind-controlled masses as to their plan to kill off and enslave we Goy. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the medical devils who are killing them softly or in some cases outright, especially in the hospices, where they're basically announcing to families, your loved one's going to die tomorrow, because that's, you know, what they have scheduled for the person. The overdose of morphine that will cause them to stop breathing. This is how bad it is, people. And you will be next if you don't stand up and do something. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number is 888-321-6751. On which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarley1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. So if you can access me by the toll-free, please do so. I definitely suggest you call instead of emailing because I just get too many emails and I'm always behind and I may miss your email. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 208-935-0094 or toll free at 888-747-1968. Of course, we ask that you not use the toll free to listen to the show. Archives of my shows on various networks for the past few weeks can be accessed at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. I'm doing radio shows on other networks as a guest pretty much every day now. I do not have Sheldon Day post all of them because most of the shows I do on other networks as a guest are about vaccines. And, you know, you've heard me talk about vaccines till the cows come home. But sometimes they're a little unusual and we get into some other matters. So when that happens, I ask Sheldon to add those to the archives. One of the most important things that you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone that are creating the emerging organisms that are killing you and your pets, and of course you're paying for it. But what I would do if I was you, and what I have done, is check out the link to the silver lungs, colloidal silver generator. You can find it by going to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the link section, and I definitely suggest that you invest in a generator so that you will have silver for the rest of your life, as the FDA has labeled it as a pesticide and is trying to take it off the market. So that as the emerging organisms continue to emerge and as we're being sprayed like pests with weaponized oral rabies virus and other things, that you will have no way to protect yourself. This is like the first step that anybody should be doing, in my opinion, and of course not just drinking it yourself, but giving it to your pets as well. And also, if you click on the testimonial section of that website, you will see photographic documentation of one of my clients when I was in Long Island. I used to see people in person. Now I have clients all over the world, and I don't frankly need to see them in person. Everything's based on a history. But there was one very dramatic case of a 2-year-old little boy who spilled a scalding coffee on himself, developed deep second-degree burns on his chest. His nipple actually melted off his shoulder and his chin. He looked like hamburger meat, basically. And I took photographs of him over a period of 1 week where he went from having this really serious, disgusting burn to having the entire thing sealed off. And this was by having the wound sprayed with colloidal silver and also having him drink it. And, of course, I had him come back about 6 months later for a follow-up photograph where he's totally healed, no scars, can't even tell he was ever burned. And you know, this is very disturbing to me because one of the things I did when I worked at the busiest trauma center in the United States, Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, was work on the pediatric burns unit where they tortured these children, slathering them with Silvadine cream and then putting them in tubs and scrubbing it off. The screams I will never forget. And all they had to do was spray the children with colloidal silver. They didn't have to put it. Because Silvadine cream had silver in it. They didn't have to put it in a petroleum-based cream and then slather it on like frosting and then, you know, put the children through the trauma of having it scrubbed off the next day. And this is just but one of many things that I have had to see and which I will be exposing to the world. If I can ever get my book done, because, of course, I keep finding out more and more stuff, it's already at the encyclopedia level. I have to find a way to edit it. But anyways, let's get on to today's show, where the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is the serpent seed line and their shills. And my guest is Jeffrey Kirk. He also is a radio host on republicbroadcasting.org, which I have a show on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'd like to bring Jeffrey on at this point, and please tell people about your show when it's on and how you got involved in researching the serpent seed line.
Dr. Carley, I am having a real difficulty with the volume. Is there any way you can get the board operator to turn up my volume that I can hear you?
I'll type him a message.
All right, because okay. I barely can hear you.
Okay.
And anyway, and my first name is Jerry. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It sure would help if, because I mean, I'm actually got my ear about 3 inches from the phone trying to hear you.
I just sent him a message. Difficult. Go ahead, Jerry.
Still nothing going on here where I can hear you any better. Anyway, I'll try to recover. One of the first things that I'd like to point out is that a lot of people want to say that I'm involved in religion, and that is not true. All the religions that I've been able to read and study over the years do not encompass what I do. What I am doing is I'm coming under the jurisdiction of the Father in heaven, His only begotten Son, the Christ, and the Father's laws. And all religions that I've been able to study, they are against that. So my study was to determine how did everything get so upside down. And there, in all events in life, you have a protagonist and you have an antagonist, a good guy and a bad guy. Well, I did not know who the bad guys were. So I had to try and determine who are the bad guys. If we have an enemy and we are not aware of who that enemy is, how can we oppose the enemy? So I'm hoping that explains how I got involved in studying the serpent seed line.
And let me just say, basically it's the same for me. As I had all of these terrible things happen to me because I spoke the truth, because I learned what vaccines do and how to reverse the damage, basically, you smell a gefilte fish, okay? I didn't know it was a gefilte fish at the time, but it kept leading me back to the same group and then getting access to certain documents, as I mentioned, the Talmud, the Kol Nidre, and the protocols especially, it became self-evident to me who was behind it all.
Yes, and I just started in a little bit different position. I started with the Bible. And bearing in mind, I'm not into religion because religion is a bunch of, if you will, precepts that are man-made, that are used to control people and still violate the Father's jurisdiction. And right off the bat, we find that we have somebody called Cain, and he is the offspring of the serpent. Now, what occurs in our society is a lot of people want to come out and use the word Jew or Jews, and they want to put a label on somebody by that label. That label is not complete. It only barely touches the surface as to what the problem is. And at the same time, if someone constantly uses the word Jew without explaining the word Jew, they then become subject to hate crimes. I choose not to, be persecuted for hate crimes when I do not have just a singular minor definition of the word Jews. Clearly, when we read in the Bible, which the U.S. Supreme Court has called the most venerable book of all antiquity, which the U.S. Supreme Court has said is the basis of all law, we read whether Christ is speaking to Pharisees. In that same conversation, they're now called Jews. In that same conversation, they're now called the seed of the devil. So if somebody wants to accuse me of hate crimes, and they want to come forward into a courtroom, and they want to say that they are the seed of the devil, then I say, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The Lord loves Jacob, and he hates Esau. So if they want to say, yeah, I'm the seed of the devil, great, I hate you.
Yes. Well, I agree with you. Of course, the reason they've actually given themselves the name Jew so that they can, you know, say that anybody that speaks against them is anti-Semite. They're not even Semitic. I encourage people to check out the actual definition of that word. I mean, everything has been twisted. That's the bottom line. And when you actually check out their own documents, especially the Jewish Encyclopedia, let me see, I have it in front of me here, where they actually admit who they are. And this is, I have so many papers in front of me. It's the Jewish Encyclopedia, and I encourage all the listeners to check this out for themselves. And you can just put a search in the on the internet, you know, and find this information. It's the Jewish.
So along the lines of what you're talking about, Dr. Crawley, when one goes to like the 1950 Columbia Encyclopedia, and one looks up the word the Semitic languages, it says go to the language table and look under Canaanite languages.
Mm-hmm.
And people get, well, they get all confused. They say, well, wait a minute. The Semites are the good guys. Well, mm-hmm. The word Sem, S-E-M, only occurs one time in the Bible, and it's in a genealogy that the so-called Apostle Luke puts forth. And anybody that reads that genealogy sees that it is a totally tortured genealogy, not even true. As a matter of fact, that genealogy is found in an editor's notes in the original Greek dictionaries. It wasn't even in the Bible. So the word Sem was injected into the King James Bible to create the word Semite. And most people don't want to do this type of research. So
right, and that's what they have to do. They have to do research. Unless you know who the enemy is, what are you going to do to stop them? I found the citation I was looking for, Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41. They themselves state that they are the descendants of Esau, Edom, i.e. the offspring of the serpent. And you see, that's a very important thing for people to realize. They are the serpent seed line. Their father, as Jesus stated, is Satan. Okay? Ergo, they are not like us. They are not human. They don't have a conscience. And that's how they are able to do the heinous things they do. In every area of our world, they're destroying our genetics. They're killing us off. They're destroying the planet, the air, the water, you name it, everything. They're stealing everything we have with their usury. I mean, people are being foreclosed on now that have already paid off their mortgages. The list is endless. And yet some people in a recent radio show or network that Maggie Rodden and I were on, who we resigned from because they're being totally taken over, and I'll get into more about that in a little while, Orion Talk Radio Network, which are becoming shills for these psychopaths. So it's not bad enough that the mainstream media is now basically just, you know, telling us whatever these monsters want us to believe. Now they're trying to take over the alternative media as well. And it's very serious. People have to be aware of this, especially the people that listen to quote unquote alternative media on stations such as this. They have to do their research. I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourselves, because what's going on is so heinous. that if you have a conscience, you can't even believe it. And, of course, now we're seeing a perfect example of this. Yet another school shooting, 20 little children. President Obama wiped a tear away from his eye yesterday as he discussed this obvious inside job yet again. Another Manchurian candidate that they set up to go on a murderous rampage. And, of course, what's the first thing that's mentioned by the talking heads in the media? Well, maybe now we'll do something about this gun problem. And it just amazes me that people don't see that these things are being orchestrated to take away our guns.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of people don't even get it when they watch, you know, this shooting that occurred yesterday, that after a few minutes, the gunfire had stopped, and somebody called the police, and there was no more gunfire. Yet there were dozens and dozens and maybe even 100 members of various law enforcement all showing up with their sniper rifles, their machine guns, all dressed up in their, you know, go-to kill operation, and yet there's no more gunfire. They forced the children to run out of the school with their hands on the child in front of their shoulder to, okay, you children have to do what we say, and you have to run out with your hands on somebody else's shoulder. Got to try and run like that someday.
Yeah.
Then the children that were not shot were taken to various firehouses, and their parents couldn't even get to their own children for quite a while. Then they locked down all the schools in the community, and they sent out a reverse 911 message to all the parents. There's been a shooting, and we've locked down all the schools. Now, this terrorizes the parents. For absolutely no reason. The shooter had killed himself. Any responsible individual knew that. They picked up their phone and said to the police, hey, guess what? We got a real bad situation here, but the shooter's dead. No, they had to create the terrorist thinking in people's minds that watch this stuff. And people don't even know they're being manipulated by the cameras and what's going on in this shooting. It's terrible.
Exactly. I mean, once you know what we know and you can see what we can see, it's so obvious. And that's why the only good thing that I can think of coming out of this is that more and more people have to be seeing the intention and motivation behind this. And just like you said, the police were all ready to go. They had their SWAT teams all mobilized, you know. Just imagine what that's like for a child between 5 and 10 years of age. It's bad enough. Okay, we got a bad guy shooting people. And then you see the SWAT teams coming in. I wonder what was more terrorizing for the children that did get out of there to witness. And, of course, this is sending them a very important message. You must comply. You must comply. And that's what they're trying to make people believe. Now, the first thing that I would tell parents is, get your children out of these schools. If you love your children, you should be homeschooling. Whatever it takes to do that. I mean, there's so many things going on in the schools. But, you know, we can expect more and more of this. As a matter of fact, it's the usual Hegelian dialect. Create a problem. Then there's a reaction. The sheep, the slave work units are going to say, you must do something. You must take guns away from the people. And then they will give their, you know, solution, which will be exactly what they wanted in the first place. Now, when I first thought of this, you know, of course, they're mentioning different guns that the guy supposedly have, and conveniently his mother's dead. We can't believe anything they say. We don't know who shot the mother. It could have been one of them to set this whole thing up. And the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, the Department of Justice's operation in Mexico there, you know, which, of course, they found themselves not guilty, and they won't even investigate the Fast and Furious situation. How do we know where those guns really came from? Because we can't, like I said, believe anything they say. So it's very disturbing. And, of course, the timing of this right before the holiday adds a little extra trauma because they keep saying on TV, oh, these poor children, all they wanted was Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I just hope people are waking up to this, Jerry, and I'm sure you're going to cover this on your show as well. Please do mention, before we forget, your show on RBN, when it is, and the title of it, etc.
Well, anyway, yes, they have given me a show on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's called The Gathering Offering, and I'm only on one time a week, and I'm on 7 Central Time in the evening, 7 p.m., and, you know, I try and go into subjects that I have...
Wait, you didn't mention the day? You didn't mention the day?
Yeah, it's on Saturdays.
Okay, Saturday go ahead. Evening.
And, Maggie, I can't hear well enough to know if we're going to a break or not, but I still, if you can talk... Should I maybe call back to the phone number and see if I can get them to up my audio?
Well, you could call in. I gave you the number. They sent me a Skype message that they did turn up your volume. But sure, go ahead and try that, and we'll see if that helps you hear better. You
all
have
right,
the number,
I'm
right?
I'm going to try that. Are we going to a break here at the bottom of the hour here?
Yeah, at the bottom of the half hour, we'll go to a break. So why don't you wait till then?
All right, I will. Well, what I try to talk to people about is learning this definition of who your opposition is. And there are all kinds of good people out there that they think that they are Gentiles. And you hear them all the time saying, well, us Gentiles, and they put themselves in the category of a Gentile. When one researches the word Gentile, you find that that means Canaanites. So
really?
Part of our problem is people have allowed themselves to be defined as a Gentile, and they think that's a good term, and yet in reality, they are calling themselves a Canaanite. Now, when somebody is 40 or 50 years old, it becomes a little difficult for them to imagine that all their lives somebody lied to them and they're not Gentile.
Does okay, hold on, Jerry. There's music.
Of identifying
we're going to break,
part
so
of the
why
problem?
Don't you, yeah, call back in, and we got to get back into this on the other side. This is very important. New
right,
information
thank you.
For me. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned with my special guest, Jerry Kirk, who has a show on Republic Broadcasting from 7 to 8 Saturdays called The Gathering Offering. Do you have a website, Jerry? Did we lose Jerry?
Yeah, Dr. Carly. Can you hear me all right now?
Yes. Do you have a website?
Yes, I have, somebody has put my materials up on freedom-school.com.
Okay.
And you go to the link to my name, Jerry Kirk, and the people will find a 26-week or 26-course educational thing. And I sell nothing, I charge nothing, and I accept no monetary donations for any of this work I do. And at that location, there'll be various subjects, and the actual paperwork that I have used to get something accomplished is there available to people. And there are 26 audios that explain and or help explain the paperwork. And people can learn some of the actual terminology that they need to know to win a situation. Unfortunately, for the last 25 years of being aware of what some people may call the Patriot Militia movement, I find that there's a lot of scam artists that go out and they say this, but they don't do it themselves. And then people get in trouble because they're not following something that has been proven to work.
Right.
For example, for over 12 years now, I've been without a driver's license, a tag, or insurance. And I've received only one harassment incident in that entire time frame. And I still am without a driver's license, a tag, or insurance. And every level of government in this country has been made aware of it. And when I say that, the governor of Arkansas, the state police, the president of the United States, they've all been noticed and they're aware of what I'm doing. and they have not been able to figure out a way for over 12 years to prosecute me. But the methodology that I've used is available for free.
Well, that's great, and I know there's many people that are trying different things to escape from the contracts that they have made without even being notified of the true terms of the contract, especially that the contract was made by their straw man. And in my opinion, that should nullify the contract, you know, on the face of it all. I myself tried some of these things years ago, and pretty much now I've decided to pick my battles. There's so many things that people can get involved in and spend their energy on. You know, I salute you for what you've done. But the main thing that people have to realize is they are killing us, okay? This is no joke. And in fact, when I first heard about this, you know, intentional massacre, you know that they caused it. You know that this shooter, if he even was the shooter, of course, we don't know that for sure either. They could have had a whack team go in, and this guy's just the patsy. There's all kinds of things going on the internet already. I just got a Skype message that this shooter was allegedly on something called Devil's Breath. I don't even know what that is. I suspect if he was the shooter, he was on psychotropic drugs, which actually admittedly have a side effect of homicide. But of course, in fact, we're being killed in every way. And as you know, one of my main focuses is vaccines. And I had a woman on my show a few weeks ago talking about how her son received an H1N1 vaccine in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2009, which 34 children received. 30 of them are dead. Her child ended up in the ICU for 6 months, had to have all his fingers, his legs, and his nose amputated because his tissue just started dying. He had a temperature of 108. I've never even heard of a temperature that high. Now, isn't it amazing, Jerry, that when the weapon is a syringe, we just make an excuse? We say, oh, it can't possibly be the vaccine. But when it's lead, when it's in the form of a bullet, that seems to make a much bigger impact. And that's why I'm sure we'll never see, you know, somebody. Just imagine a school shooting where the weapon was a syringe, where somebody broke into the school and started vaccinating children. And then we would see the death toll. But that's my main focus, is to get people to realize who the perpetrator is. Now, before the break, you were talking about this definition of Gentiles being Canaanite. I'm always learning, and I had never heard that. I would really like you to open up that box a little bit more, if you would, please.
Well, the way that I study is I look up every single time that the word Gentile occurs in the Bible or in other scriptural books, and I read every single verse that has the word Gentile in it. So when I have a conversation with somebody, they may be talking and they'll give me one or two examples of what they're talking about. And yet I can add maybe a dozen more examples, because I try to do what is called due diligence. And throughout your books that are available, like a lot of people never read the book of Jasher, yet the Bible tells you, is it not written in the book of Jasher? They don't read the book of Enoch, and it says, is it not written in the book of Enoch? So they don't go look up these other books and study them. And I also study from four Bibles simultaneously. Then, after I get through with my Bible and other scriptural books, then I go back into the historical definitions and I trace them back for a few centuries. And then back to a couple thousand years ago. And so you get a much more clear understanding of this. So the problem is we have good people out there that are calling themselves bad people. They don't know it. And they're actually, they're sincere, they're wanting to do a good job, but they're completely in left field. And I would like to take a moment and say that over the years, one of the reasons that I have enjoyed listening to you, and I'm quite pleased to be allowed to have a conversation with you. I never thought I'd be having a conversation with you on your radio show, and I'm quite pleased about that, is the vaccines. I have been written up in the newspapers as the only individual in the world that has had polio three times. And I have studied vaccines ever since I was 16 years old. Prior to that, I couldn't get my hands on stuff. And then when I got older and got into Vanderbilt University, I was able to get into their medical training hospital and get to know some doctors. And I got in and I was able to read about vaccines. I can tell you that both of my children never had any vaccines. Never. And the only time that I had one of my two children go to a hospital, he was about 15 years old and he was bitten by a scorpion. Other than that, my children never went to see a doctor with the exception of having to have sports, to go through the sports to have a, you know, make sure they walk and talk and see, you don't have a heart problem, you know, the little test they do there, which is, you know, nothing, no vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, my children hardly ever got a cold. They were hardly ever sick. And yet I watch parents that love their children and they subject them to these vaccines. And they don't want to acknowledge that more people are killed by vaccines than by bullets.
Exactly.
The anti-gun movement doesn't want to acknowledge that more people are injured and killed by kitchen knives than by guns in this country. But guns are the only thing that somebody can use to hold off people at a distance. You know, with knives, it gets real personal. You got to be, you know, 2 feet, 3 feet from them to work on them. And if they take away the guns in this country, which I have no doubt they're going to make more and more moves to take away guns, it's going to get a little bit thin out there for the good guys that refuse to give up their guns and do the battle.
And that's why they're doing what they're doing. Because, of course, we know that, there's so many proofs of this. It's mind-boggling. Obama has his kill list, that he can strike Americans with drones at his whim. And, of course, our corrupt Congress has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, where they can put American citizens into like a Gitmo-type situation with no trial, etc. I mean, it's getting very obvious that our government is against us. And, in fact, that's one reason I'm convinced that they try to label any soldier who has what they call post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, a threat, that they could become a lone wolf. And so, of course, they're going to go after their guns. What I realized years ago is that the serial killers that go into the military, they never get post-traumatic stress disorder because they're doing what they want to do. They're killing people. The soldiers who get post-traumatic stress disorder are the ones who, you know, out of ignorance or lack of a job or whatever the case may be, go into the military and they see what's actually going on. And they have a conscience, and it starts to bother them. And so they don't want to have those people with a conscience, you know, out there speaking about what's going on. And, in fact, as you said, there's more people dying from vaccines than are dying from gunfire, and this is especially evident in the military. So all I can say is it's getting very obvious. Unfortunately, we're up against a psychological warfare like has never been seen before. Frequencies coming through high-definition TV, vaccine damage, fluoride, pesticides, aspartame, the list is endless of the things that they're doing to destroy our minds and our ability to think. And that's one reason that it's very hard to get people to actually wrap their minds around our information. And, of course, the whole fear thing. I mean, look what's going on. 24/7 now. For how many days will it go on? Who knows? I'm sure we'll be at the funerals. You know, we're seeing the photographs over and over of the children who, you know, ran out of the school. You know, this is psychological warfare. And this is all about fear. And now they're trying to get us into the fear mode over the guns. You know, the guns didn't kill these children. The Manchurian candidate that had them did. If he did, I suspect there's a lot more behind this, that there were others involved. And he's just a patsy. But yes, in fact, it's very daunting in terms of what people have to realize. But I just want to mention, in terms of the whole Gentile thing, I actually, there's a very important website, Tidbits from the Talmud. This is a website, one of many, done by Sherry Schreiner. And I was just looking in her Tidbits from the Talmud, which reveal many things, including the fact that, you know, Jews may steal from non-Jews, and it's okay to have a sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. And
yeah, that's for the mom. It's okay for a mom to have sex with your child, your boy, as long as it's less than nine. And with little girls, it's okay as long as they're less than 3.5 because their virginity will grow back. And this is directly out of the Talmud. So we wonder where pedophilia comes from. Right out of the Talmud.
Right. Well, of course. And that's self-evident. But I just wanted to mention, as I was looking through this, I found it very interesting that they use both words. They use Gentile and they use Goy. As a matter of fact, it says, let's see, Sanhedrin 58b, if a Gentile hits a Jew, the Gentile must be killed. So, like you said, the Gentile is the Canaanite. So they're actually causing more confusion, but they do also mention Goy. So there's Gentiles and there's Goy. So they kind of make it look in the Talmud that they're basically, you know, the same thing.
Yes, they sure do, and yet in the Bible, the word race, in other words, like somebody saying, oh, he's being racial, that word never occurs. The only time the word race occurs is in a timed event. In the Bible, in chapter 1, you see the advent of the good man. In chapter 2, you find the advent of the man of breath. In chapter 3, you find the advent of the offspring of the serpent. So the entire term racial is a made-up term. People want to say, well, somebody, Ham turned black, so black people must be from Ham. And this is terrible, of labeling people by their skin color. This is not how the Word of God ever, it never talks about, hey, well, you know, we got these black guys. Well, I happen to not be black. I am offended by having to use the term black because black is a symbol of evil. And I know all kinds of people that I was raised, persons of color, individuals of color, that are not evil. And yet they have adopted, because they've been misled, into saying they're black. Well, to be honest with you, I've never ever seen a black man in my life. I've seen some pretty dark shades of brown, but most of them are brown, just brown. They're not black. And then so we've got a whole group of people that are running around actually using a term black, which scripturally means evil.
Well, and let me also just put in there, because I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the show before. As a surgeon, when you operate on people and you make the skin incision and you put the drapes on, everybody's the same. And in fact, you can you know, take a kidney from a black person and put it in a white person or vice versa. So that's always been obvious to me.
I'd like
color.
To rail just a little bit about, like, kidney and heart and all these transplants. In the old days, when you had a car that was no longer functioning too well, you would turn it and you would cannibalize the parts. Nowadays, it's called salvaging a car. And when we take a body part from somebody else for cannibalizing that somebody else. And I am not in favor of any of that type of operations under any circumstances. People say, oh, well, you know, it saved my life. Well, I don't think that's really what the long-term goal was.
Okay, hold on.
I would like to, in the second hour, talk about what you brought up at the beginning of contracts and try and see if
I
can shed some light on contracts relative to vaccination.
I have to interrupt you, please. I am not saying that I'm promoting transplants. In fact, almost all of the diseases for which they use transplanted organs are caused by vaccines in the first place.
If you didn't have vaccines, you wouldn't need these transplants. And transplants are cannibalization of somebody.
That's what I just said. I was just bringing up the point that under the skin, everybody's the same. The way that I divide the population is, do you have a conscience or do you not have a conscience? That's how I divide the species. And the ones who don't have a conscience, they're not human. And they will do anything. They are like scorpions. They will do anything to lie, cheat, kill, steal, whatever. That's what we're dealing with.
I agree with you 100%. And in actuality, that is their job. When we turn our backs on the proper jurisdiction, then we are promised that we will have curses, and the Canaanites are the ones that bring forth the curses on us. The plagues and the sins, because of our ignorance and our failure to say no and do something about it.
And that's what's so amazing, that these deceptive snakes, and the only thing I'll give them credit for is how nefarious and evil they are. That just as you said, how are we supposed to do anything unless we can identify the enemy? And they have actually made it, or tried to make it, that identifying them as the enemy is called hate speech. I mean, it's actually some kind of a sick joke.
And it takes guts to stand up and tell the truth. I mean, it's one of the reasons I respect you, Dr. Carley, is, you know, you don't take any guff from people, and you'll stand up and say what you think. And now all we have to do is to get more listeners to do what, like, you're talking about doing. And quit talking. Let's do something. And when we say no, we mean no, and we will not cross that line anymore in our lives.
Exactly. And I we're getting kind of close to the top of the hour. We have another hour. But I just want to read something I found quite enlightening, actually, that somebody sent me. A quote by Abraham Lincoln. He said, if Congress declared a dog's tail to be a leg, then how many legs would a dog have? He would prompt his response from an audience, or prompt a response from an audience, and usually their answer was 5. Then he would respond, the answer is 4, because declaring a dog's tail to be a leg does not make it a leg. And I make this analogy. Declaring the basically outing of the enemy to humanity as being the serpent seed line, who are not even Jews. They call themselves Jews. I mean, they've done all kinds of things, chosen people, whatever. Okay? They are the sons of Cain, Esau, Edom, whatever, you know, it's all the same bloodline. That's the enemy to humanity. And declaring the, speaking of that, a hate crime does not make it a hate crime. I don't care who declares it. And that's why I will continue to speak the truth about this issue, having realized how important it is, now that a radio station that Maggie Rodden and I were on has now become shills for these monsters and is actually trying to make it like, you know, anybody that speaks out as we have done, and actually there's more and more people leaving that network now because of this little problem, that we are somehow haters. You know, the truth is the truth. Whatever, you know, name you want to put on it, you want to call it hate, it's just like saying that the dog has five legs. Okay, here's the music. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, folks, and do call in if you have any comments or questions.